You don't believe him. You make him a liar. You say you believe in him and you don't believe that, then you make him a liar. You don't even know who he is. You don't know who Jesus is. If you don't believe in these things, you don't know who he is. You have no idea who you believe in. You just believe in a narrative of a story of a guy. Yeah, you know, it's just like Jesus, right? But some other dude was living his life and did all the things he did, except the words don't mean anything anymore. The things he taught don't mean anything anymore. The words of his apostles, those who he appointed to be carry forth his word, don't mean nothing. The commandments are not grievous. We overcome the world. The world hears itself. The world loves itself. Everyone in the world loves the things in the world. They adore the things in the world. But these is of God. Thinks they love the commandments of God. And I mean the New Testament commandments, not the Old Testament commandments. The New Testament commandments are much more strict than the Old Testament commandments. Much more strict. There's no loopholes in the New Testament commandment. No loopholes at all. There's no room for unrighteousness. None. There's no loopholes. The Old Testament had loopholes. Why? It said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. It's like, well, if I see a young lady and I lust after her, what's the big deal? She's not anybody's wife. She's not even betrothed. And he excuses himself. But the New Testament says, if you look on a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery with her already. In your heart. The heart has to be pure. The heart has to be perfect. That is the New Testament law. Have a perfect heart. Have a pure heart. Purify your heart. This is my commandment. Be pure. Because when he says, love one another, to love one another is to keep all of his commandments. If you don't keep his commandments, then you don't love. And that's what the New Testament teaches. Somebody says love, don't they? It's like, oh, just simple. It's just love. All that matters is love, love, love. No, it's much more than that. It's much more than, it's all those, because love is the top of the pyramid. It's the capstone, so to speak. All those other things are built upon it. Righteousness, godliness, virtue, patience, knowledge, temperance, you know, brotherly kindness and love. And without those other things, love is something less. It's not the love of God, but the love of man. Because the love of God is in all truth, in all righteousness. It is in all godliness. That is the love of God. If you think you have the Son, you got to have the perfect love of God. You can't just believe in some narrative, some set of facts, some knowledge such as that. You got to believe in the promises. You know what you got to believe? The Son of God said this, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And it was in the context of this. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. He wants to make you free from sin. Do you believe you can be free from sin? No. Well, then you don't believe in the Son of God. You do not believe in the Son of God. Don't tell me you believe in the Son of God. Don't tell me you know him. You don't know him. You don't believe in him. You've rejected his promises. You make him a liar. And you need to repent or you will perish. Verse 13. I just want to check. You know what? That's what I mean by... In verse 10, he says, he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. God gave a record of his Son. It is in this word. It's not just, believe in the Son of God. I believe in the Son of God. I said the words. It's not magic. A la kazoo, the magic a boo, the bippity boppity boo. Put them together and what you have you got? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, is so true. Jesus, the Son of God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. La 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 la. It's magic, you know, woo-woo. La dee 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 dee. The rest doesn't matter. Just love everyone. La da 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 da. Is that what God... Is that the belief you have? You gotta believe the record God gave him of his Son. Not just, it's just magical. I just say the words. Alakazam. Say the words. Abracadabra. I just feel it in my heart. You have to believe the record. There is a record. That record, I spent a lot of my time writing songs so people could memorize the record. And now I'm going to teach the record with all the commentary, you know? Whatever, I'm not going to say anymore. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him. I'll go with it. You know, I've written to you these things to believe on the name of the Son of God that you could know you have eternal life. Remember, he said to believe is to obey, you know? To believe is to have that, you know, we have to believe in something we know. And what we know is we have to know him. And if you say you know him, but you walk in darkness, you're a liar. If you walk in sin and say you know him, you're lying. You don't know him. If you knew him, you would walk uprightly. Because the knowledge of him causes that. It causes it. Because that's why it's absolute. The knowledge of God in Christ Jesus causes you to be built up on things. Faith, virtue, knowledge. You know? The knowledge, righteousness, godliness, it's all built up together into love, which is the ultimate, because it abides above everything and surpasses all things. There's nothing more powerful, really. It's very powerful. Love is as strong as death, it is written. Think about that. Death is very strong. I've never seen anyone dead. You know, they have near-death experiences. I don't believe in that stuff, because it's like, well, these are near-death experiences. Let me talk to someone who's been dead for 3 days. That would be fascinating. Because I don't think they would perceive anything. Now, they might have had a dream as they died. Because the brain goes through all kinds of convulsions and they have visions and so on and so forth. But the dead know not anything. That's the testimony of Scripture. I'm not going to believe some man what he claims. I mean, let people follow after that. Hey, they have itching ears. They heap to themselves people that will teach them the things they want to hear. That's the way it is with all things, man. There's always someone to teach you what you want to hear. There's always someone who wants to, and they've always got their hand out.